This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. My boss asked me this morning what my summer vacation plans are, and honestly, as she's finding out right now, I have no idea. I mean, where are we going to go, you know? And with Memorial Day coming on Monday, a lot of people are probably dealing with a version of that same reality. Also, business trips have been canceled for going on 2.5 months now. So obviously, this is a really, really bad time to be in the travel business, and it looks like it's going to be that way for a really, really long time. Glenn Fogel is the CEO of Booking.com and its accompanying brands like Kayak and Priceline and OpenTable, one of the biggest travel search engines going, in other words. Mr. Fogel, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
It occurred to me as I was sitting down reviewing things, getting ready for this interview, that you probably knew maybe before anybody else that the bottom was dropping out. Is my gut right on that one?
Yeah, you unfortunately, because nobody likes to be one of the people that really see what ended up being a terrible, horrific thing early, but we did see it. So we saw what was happening in China very early. And of course, we had all the hope that it would not spread, but as we all know, that is what happened.
Yeah, you have said recovery in your area, travel and related services, is going to take years, not quarters. How do you manage a company through years of incredibly fallow times?
Yeah, no, that's difficult. When you've built a company for a certain amount of volume, and now you have to adjust it to what is going to be a long, long time to come back to that volume, you have to make changes. And we've been doing that. And sadly, we've already had to let people go at our Kayak and Open Table companies. And unfortunately, you have to adjust the size of the company to match up with not only the demand you have today, but within the reasonable future. And you have to adjust.
What do you make of a lot of the forecasts, and I'm reasonably sure I've said it on this radio program myself, that there are going to be companies you wouldn't expect are going to go away, but in fact will not be around when this is over? And how worried are you about Booking.com and your other brands?
Well, there are obviously going to be significant changes to many, many companies and industries, and ours is probably the travel industry is going to be the one that's going to be most dislocated. We, because of our size and because of being the largest player in the space and our balance sheet, will come out okay. But unfortunately, many people are going to be impacted by this. And that's why we need government to help out. We really need all the governments to step up and be a part of the solution. But we're going to need so much more to come out of this in any shape that people will be happy.
One imagines you can get various representatives and senators on the phone. Number one, have you? And number two, what has the response been when you say, listen, we need more help? Because you can read the papers. They're not doing it right now.
Well, here's the thing. People have said that this is a war. And they tell we're fighting a war against a pandemic. And I'm like, great. I agree totally. And I say, go back to other wars. Go back to January 1942. You know, 30 days after Pearl Harbor, and where people in government saying things like, well, I'm not sure how much this aircraft carrier costs, and I'm not sure if we should, you know, build too many of those, or how much is those tanks? No, everybody said we will spend whatever it takes to win the war. So I say, if this is a war, let us all spend whatever it takes to win this war. And that war is not just coming out with a vaccine. It's winning the financial war. It's coming out so we have an economy that people can grow and develop their futures in.
You have had this disease, right? You've had COVID?
I did. My entire family back in March, and it seems so long ago. But yes, fortunately, it was very mild for us. And we were fortunate to be able to go and give blood so they can use that plasma, and hopefully it will help somebody else.
The reason I ask is because you were quoted as saying, look, I've had this thing, and it was, you know, item out of case, but it was terrible. And I understand why people aren't thinking about travel. And I imagine that sort of informs your approach to whatever recovery that your company is going to make.
Well, yeah, I definitely understand the fear people feel because, I was lucky and my family was lucky. It was mild. But I know so many people who have not been so fortunate, and so many people who have suffered a great deal. And unfortunately, until we have a solution, a vaccine or a treatment that actually is effective, people are going to feel fearful and not want to get on a plane.
Glenn Fogel, he's the CEO of Booking.com. Mr. Fogel, I really appreciate your time and your thoughts, sir. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you for having me.